I will put it slightly differently. I think signal processing has always been application driven, except right now we see the fruits of that because hardware, etc. And I think the one of the reasons is in around 1980 or so, the first programmable signal processor came out. So you're able to do that. I can give you an example how some of the quote-unquote theory does not apply. In digital filter, FIR digital filter, you must have heard these names, FIR. The digital filters have symmetric coefficients. So if you manipulate the equation a little bit, you will find you can cut down the multiply number of multiplications by half, number of additions is the same. You say, great, you know, I can reduce my computation. On the other hand, if you put this digital filter on the signal processor, the signal processor has a one multiplier and one adder. So if you cut down the number of multiplications without cutting down the number of additions, you end up with the same thing. And because you have to do this extra manipulation, you end up losing time. Now, do you call this theory? I don't call this theory. I think it's just a question of implementation. For that. So if I may go back, at the very beginning, the very ancient ways, there's a Z transform, there's a numerical analysis. And in the 60s, digital filters and FFTs, and then these two do not really have any reason why they should be put together, but people are interested in them. And this group of people really did a service to the community to publicize this thing. And this group of people eventually take over the audio society to move it in that direction. I think in around 1970 or so, the circuits and systems changed from circuit theory to circuits and systems. At that time, I proposed to some people who has the power to do things, I suggest that it really should be circuits, signals, and systems for that. But signals was a no-no at that time by that group of people. But even though you find people doing digital filter design, doing FFT, you look at my papers published at both places. I have some of the early publications. You can look over these things a little bit. I think after the digital filter, people know how to design digital filters. After people knew the basic algorithm, the next step is really the implementation. And that's a hardware issue. Now, the programmable signal processor is really a major step to make the thing work.